KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a shower and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms today, a high of 60. So far, we picked up 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall this morning. Messina reports 55 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A man in his 20s died following a motorcycle pursuit last night in Pottawatomie County. Council Bluffs police say at around 10:20 p.m., an officer with the Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division attempted to stop two motorcycles on Big Lake Road near the Pottawatomie County Jail. Both motorcycles eluded the officer and drove westbound on Nash Boulevard at a high rate of speed. The driver of a 2006 Yamaha lost control of the motorcycle about three blocks west of the intersection of 16th Street and Nash Boulevard. The cycle went over the curb and struck a fence separating the city street from the interstate. The driver was ejected from the motorcycle. He was not wearing a helmet. The second motorcycle fled the area. The MVE officer witnessed the crash and immediately stopped and rendered aid. The driver of the motorcycle was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he died from his injuries. The man had no identification, and the motorcycle was identified as being stolen. The man's identity was still under investigation. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4948 or 712-328-STOP. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday three people, including two teenagers, had been arrested in connection with the April 10th armed robbery of the Subway sandwich store in Audubon. Starmer said 19-year-old Andrew Allen Malloy of Audubon was arrested for felony first-degree armed robbery, felony conspiracy to commit armed robbery, and a felony charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He faces additional charges that include possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Malloy was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $25,000 cash bond. Two 16-year-old males from Audubon, Timothy Asmus and Jason Hines, were charged with felony conspiracy to commit armed robbery. In addition, Asmus faces charges that include possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both teens were transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. An investigation surrounding the incident remains open. Red Oak police said they received a report yesterday about a stolen car from the Good Samaritan Nursing Home in Red Oak. The victim said that she was at the facility from 11:30 until 11:50 a.m., and when she came out to get her car, it was missing. The vehicle, a blue 2005 Chrysler PT Cruiser with Iowa license plate AYS252, the car was locked and the victim had the keys at the time it went missing. If you see a vehicle matching that description, contact your local law enforcement agency. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Union County man was arrested early Tuesday morning on drug and other charges following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 34 and Sycamore Avenue. 26-year-old Chevy Van Sauer of Creston was placed under arrest at around 2:25 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver methamphetamine, driving while license revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sauer was being held in the Adams County Jail on $25,000 bond. Police in Taber responding to a reported assault in progress and arrested one person Tuesday. 19-year-old Marcus Pierce of Taber was taken into custody for going armed with intent, domestic abuse second offense, and domestic abuse by strangulation. He was being held at the Fremont County Jail pending an initial appearance with a magistrate. Pierce's arrest followed an investigation into an incident in the 200 block of Orange Street in Taber. Officers discovered a female with minor injuries at the scene who advised them that Pierce was armed with a knife. Prior to law enforcement's arrival, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office assisted the Taber Police Department in handling the investigation. A former U.S. Cellular employee has been accused of stealing nearly $30,000 in merchandise from a company in Council Bluffs. Online court records say 21-year-old Saig Marino Padilla, who lives in Omaha, is charged with felony theft and ongoing criminal conduct. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for May the 9th. Prosecutors say Marino Padilla opened fraudulent accounts and stole 44 cell phones and $1,500 in gift cards between May 6th and June 16th of last year. Police in Glenwood Monday arrested a man wanted on a Mills County warrant for serious assault. 43-year-old Dwayne Rollins of Glenwood was being held at the Mills County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements this morning, Merrill Bud Jones, age 84 of Prescott and formerly of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Corning. Graveside services for Bud Jones will be held Friday at 10:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Robert Robinson, age 92, of Exira, died April 9th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Robinson will be held at noon on Friday at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Roger Thompson, age 79, of Spring, Texas, died Sunday. Graveside services for Roger Keith Thompson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Arnold Foss, age 79, died March the 1st. Graveside services for Arnold Foss will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery west of Exira. A lunch will immediately follow at the Exira Lutheran Church's Fellowship Hall. And Denise McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Denise McMartin are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.